This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Shannon in the morning, CBS FM.
Checking in on the big show. Star phone right now is the host of the Emmy award-winning Dr. Oz show, currently in his 12th season. He never thought it would last past one season. I guess Oprah knew more than he did. Dr. Mehmet Oz is on the radio.
It's got how accurate you are.
Yeah, you never thought it would last, huh?
That's right, Patty.
This
is weird because they usually go season to season. You've been renewed for 13 and 14.
Yeah, we've got three more years. I tell you, the main lesson, Oprah taught me lots of things, but the main business lesson she taught me is that television, radio, things that you and I do, they're all local businesses. The local people have to like what you're doing. You've got to be resonating with them. And we've got great affiliates, local stations that always support the way we tell the news. I mean, as an example, I mean, obviously I'm talking about COVID, and we'll talk about that, I'm sure, in this interview, but I'm also talking about the next iteration. So we have these virus hunters that go looking for bats in remote parts of the world and have figured out and predicted when the next version of COVID-19 is going to hit us, and when COVID-22 hits us, just the way they were able to predict MERS and the first SARS, you know, a decade ago.
Oh, great. What do they say? How soon?
Well, it's, you know, and we're getting something every 3 to 4 years. The good news is, if you look at Asia, the virus really hasn't hit them nearly as hard as it's hit the West because they had multiple prior warnings. So they understood how to do things correctly. I mean, China's an example. They're reporting, again, that they've got, you know, 100,000 cases and, I don't know, about 5,000 deaths total in the whole country of 1.5 billion people. So you say, well, how's that possible? Many parts of that country never had coronavirus because they locked it down so aggressively in Wuhan. Other countries similar to us in many ways, democracies, have also done a good job because they had been exposed to prior years' viruses. So the population immediately knew what to do. The government was trained. The epidemiologists had a game plan. And a lot of times they didn't even shut down, but they took pretty aggressive steps early in the course of the illness.
Well, in China, I mean, we saw a video of them chasing people through the streets and forcing them into isolation. Obviously, you can't do that in a country like this.
No, but in South Korea, they didn't do that. They did other things that, again, some of them might be uncomfortable for us as well. They would trace who you had been with. So if you tested positive, it wasn't just an honor system to tell us who you'd been closer than 6 feet with for more than 15 minutes. They also had very clear definitions of what the problems were. I mean, there was no debate there about whether you should wear a mask or not.
Right.
In this country, we had never dealt with this before. And so everyone was all over the place on those kinds of issues. Even issues of, I mean, the CDC this week changed its guidelines about how long you have to be near somebody to get infected. It used to be 15 minutes, consecutive minutes, right? Lunch together. Now they're saying if you come in contact with them for 15 minutes over the course of a day, then that counts as being exposed. And that happened because there was a prison guard in Connecticut who was taking care of 6 patients being tested for COVID. They have video cameras of him. He went in and out of the room, but he was never with them for more than 15 minutes. In aggregate, he was with them 17 minutes, and he converted. So now the CDC says, well, that's proof that it could happen that way.
Dr. Oz, last night, we, you know, folks watching the World Series saw Justin Turner get pulled out of the game in the 8th inning because he was diagnosed with COVID. But he came back out on the field to celebrate the World Series win. He's with the Dodgers, and he took off his mask. What kind of a message is that?
I saw it. I'm disappointed. I thought it that pulled him out to shave that beard off. But, you know, this is what happens when you have people who are you know, in a bar having a few drinks, seeing friends they haven't been with for a while, relatives, winning the World Series for the first time in a generation. They don't do things rationally. We know that people make cold-hearted decisions and hot-headed decisions, and the hard-headed ones are the ones that cause these super spreader events. And I bring that up because when I talk to the White House task force members, I do this all the time, what they're teaching me is that it's not just one person passing it to one person, right? It's not Scott giving Shannon the virus. It's Scott going to a bar, mosh pit diving, and then a dozen of his closest friends pick up the virus from him in that one event, and then they give it to 12 of their friends because they're living in the same kind of life. So Justin Turner may have given a dozen of his Dodgers teammates or other folks who were involved in the celebration the virus. Now, thankfully, the young and healthy may not be a big penalty, but that wasn't a favor to anybody. Of course, now Major League Baseball is reeling. What are they going to say? And it taints the celebration. But I got to say, you spent your whole life dreaming of that moment of being on the field, and you're stuck in the locker room.
Yeah, I can understand why he did it, but he should have kept his mask on at least out there.
It's just immature.
By the way, I haven't body surfed in, I don't know, 2 years now.
In a mosh pit?
In a mosh pit. So, we also ought to mention, send our best wishes to your mom. She got the COVID, didn't she?
I'll tell you, mom's story is fascinating. 82 years old, she has Alzheimer's. Living at home, though, with, 24-hour care, she loses consciousness one day. The nurses cannot arouse her. They take her to the hospital. This is in Turkey. I'm on the phone with him the whole time. I'm thinking she had a stroke. She gets there. She's out of it, but the doctors do a rapid COVID test, and it comes back positive. Turns out she had lost her mental status and was out of it because she had COVID-19. In Turkey, you don't get a choice. In Turkey, they give you hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and an antiviral. The government has confiscated all of it, but you take it in front of the doctor's eyes. They give it to you. In 24 hours, and I don't know which of those things did it or if it was just the fact she was going to get better by herself, but in 24 hours, she started to bounce back, and 48 hours later, she was normal. And then she never looked back. She's fine. She's tested negative since. So God bless her.
82? Wow.
82. Good for her. Very interesting.
All right. Today, the Dr. Oz Show, the Emmy winner, Virus Hunters today. By the one last question, how's the vaccine doing? Are we getting any closer? What are you hearing?
Well, the vaccine is getting closer, and I predict within 4 to 6 weeks we'll have an announcement. But let me just make this really clear to all the listeners. This vaccine is not going to allow you to go back and do everything you want to do. The minimum requirement is 50% reduction of virus. So think about it. If you get a vaccine, which you won't probably get into your body until, let's say, January, February at the earliest, and for most people it will be late in the spring, then you have a 50% reduction after a month. I don't think you'll go back and do all the things normally. So it's going to take the edge off this. It'll especially help the vulnerable populations if it works. But we're not out of this for another year. So let's figure out a game plan where you can live a life of quality, enjoy yourself, do most of the things you want to do, and still hang on for an hour, because we don't want COVID fatigue causing Justin Turner-like syndromes where you're jumping up in the field. And that's why I don't think we should cancel Halloween on Saturday, and I don't think we should cancel Thanksgiving, because if we take away holidays, people are going to start cheating. They're just not going to be able to deal with another year of this.
Right. Want to say thank you, by the way, for those amazing pillows you sent us.
Oh, did you like them?
I feel like I'm cuddling up to you every night. It's
all
wonderful.
Right. All right, Patty, come on. Dr. Oz, good life. Go to drozsleep.com. We'll talk to you soon, Mabbitt. Thank you for checking in today.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.